Hello out there. Welcome to your next Mission Video podcast. Today's guest is a writer, director, and star of the new movie, Sheepdog, a film about the physical and psychological trauma of war. It's been described by critics as one of the best five films of the year. In fact, one critic went so far as to call it a rare, perfect film. Please stay tuned, because if you're a combat veteran or someone you love as a veteran, it may have a bigger impact on you than any movie you've ever seen.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all our veterans, service members, and families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we can take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. They say it every week, we love them too. Today we're going to talk to a filmmaker who has poured the last 14 years of his life into a movie that digs deep into the trauma that combat veterans may face. And I'm excited to introduce the writer, director, and star of Sheepdog, Stephen Graham. Stephen, welcome to the show. And I understand you got a guest with you today, so I appreciate that.
Indeed. Thank you, Sergeant Major. Yes, I'm here joined by my co-star, Matt Dallas. Matt joined me back in 2011 on our first nationwide road trip where we went across the country and met with veterans and Gold Star family members, mental health professionals. So Matt plays my best friend in the film, and we're happy to be here with you, Sergeant Major.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks for coming in. This is going to make it really interesting for all of us right now. But before we get started, what we do is, Stephen, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then Matt, tell the audience a little bit about yourself. We'll start with you, Stephen. Go ahead.
Sure. So I'll first just say we're in a hotel right now in a lobby. We're here in Manhattan doing press on the show, and hopefully the sound and everything's great for everybody. We just want to thank you so much for having us on. Sheepdog is the first film for our generation that truly explores, as you said, the physical, psychological repercussions of trauma and post-traumatic stress with a focus on post-traumatic growth. And it's very important to share that because we're not a post-traumatic stress movie. We also were the first film that picks up with our veteran 10 years after their last deployment. And why that's important is because when we began our research in 2011, we stayed in touch with all of the folks over the years that we met with. So we were able to see their journey in their lives over the last decade plus to really tell an authentic story in the film. The film follows Calvin Cole, who's my character, who's a treatment adverse combat veteran who's court ordered into treatment. And it's really a story about community. On the day that he's court ordered, his father-in-law is released from prison, who's a Vietnam veteran. And you really get to see, what it takes to go the distance. And so Virginia Madsen, plays my trauma therapist in the film. She's a Gold Star family member. And, we're just so humbled by the profound response that we received to the film.
There you go. Hey, Matt, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? Maybe talk about your character too, I guess.
Sure. So I play Daryl Sparks, which is Calvin's best friend in the film. This film is very much, an ensemble piece that's anchored around Calvin's story, which I thought was very unique and special to this film because it very much focuses on the ecosystem around the veteran and how you the repercussions of serving go far beyond the veteran and into, you know, everyone that's like surrounds them, whether that be their family members, their friends, their children. their, you know, the support system, you know, their mental health professionals around them. And yes, so that's who I play in the film. And I, like Steven said, I came onto this project in 2011 when we set out on our first cross-country road trip to meet with, you know, veterans, Gold Star family members and mental health professionals and anybody that would meet with us. And, you know, it's two guys from Hollywood who were maybe a little naive in the beginning, but it became very personal very quick. And it was very clear that this film was going to be so much more than just a movie. It was going to be a mission.
I'm sure it changed your life. You know, I don't know if Stephen told you, I spent about 36 years in the military. So I know a little bit about the military and had a lot of deployments. Hey, would you, we're going to show a clip. Would you set it up or, you know, tell us a little bit about the clip we're going to watch here?
Sure. So the first clip we're going to watch is when my character, Calvin, undergoes earlier in the day an EMDR treatment that was a little too close to the bone, too close to the surface for his liking. And later that evening, as a potential plea for help, he goes and finds Virginia Madsen's character, who's a trauma therapist that he's been working with, finds out that she works at a local diner. And this meeting together is really to show the audience just like what's at stake here, both for Calvin as a veteran in treatment and his trauma therapist, as Calvin is one of her first patients.
You know, this isn't about me. This is about you. And if you want to get well, you've got to take your treatment seriously or stop wasting my time.
There's two of me. There's Calvin, and there's the monster that was created over there.
You lose your morality when you go to war. And part of that teaches you how to kill, and another part helps you survive. And the hard part is coming back to a civilian society that doesn't have any idea what's going on in your head. Now the rage, the drugging, the drinking, that's normal. And I know you don't feel normal. But it is normal. It's the trauma that wasn't.
You know, I could really relate to what you're talking about in that movie, because you know, guys like me go through that a lot of that stuff, you know, for the rest of their lives. So, again, I appreciate you know, what you're doing here. You started this journey about 14 years ago. What made you decide to dig so deep into the topic?
Boy, as Matt said, from the first veteran that we met with, you know, my experience started a little bit earlier in 2011. My car broke down just 3 hours north of Los Angeles. And when I called the local tow truck company, they sent out a gentleman, you know, who was just like, you know, saddle up, partner. We got a long ride into town. And during that drive, he began to open up about his life, you know, the challenges he was facing in his marriage, being the father of three children, his financial hardship, and then all the medications that were tethered to his military deployments, including a traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress. And throughout the conversation, he just kept saying to me, man, I can't believe I'm telling you this. I don't even know you. I've never told my wife this. I've never told a therapist this. When I got back to Los Angeles, I thanked him for getting me home safe. And the spark was lit. You know, it was a seminal moment where it wasn't just a sense of curiosity. It was a sense of responsibility. And I thought in that moment to myself, like, how could somebody who served their country honorably come back home, work so hard to provide for their family, and feel so disconnected from their community, from their family, even their battle buddies? And I felt a sense of duty and responsibility to go out and uncover that truth, to see if there was more men and women like him. And sure enough, on that first road trip that summer, we learned very quickly that there indeed were more men and women like him.
Yeah, Steve, first of all, there are a couple things here. One is he trusted you, or he wouldn't have talked to you. The second thing is, I think anytime a veteran opens up to you like that, it's a part of therapy for them. You know, so that's a big deal. Matt, you want to add anything?
No, I mean, it was very much, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I think just showing up and listening, you know, I think that when we showed up, you know, like I said, we were maybe a little bit naive to what we were walking into. You know, we even thought, you know, we're going to document this and we would set up some cameras. But it was really when the cameras turned off that they felt that they were really able to open up and share stories with us. And I think a lot of it came from them, that it was clear that we were, you know, we were there to just listen with open hearts and open minds. And we had no intention or motive other than to just try and honor and respect their stories and their experiences. And I think that was the catalyst that allowed it to open other doors. Because when we first did, you know, we tried to go out on the road and thought we would have a lot of people that would speak to us, but that, you know, it's not easy to get someone to open up about their experiences. And so it was really from there, it became sort of a snowball effect that people felt like they could, you know, share their stories.
Well, Sergeant, there's a lot of guys and gals too, but there's a lot of people that hold it back in. I tell people all the time, there's been, I don't know if the number is, maybe over 150 suicides since 2001, but they don't want to talk about, but if they do talk about it, it's a form of therapy. Like I said before, it's a way to release that stress. And I don't know, I think I may have told you, Stephen, I've over around 20 wounded, 7 kills. So I've suffered from post-traumatic stress for, God, probably 50 years. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would love to ask you, just especially for your listeners, what do you feel like for you has been the most effective, whether it's a therapy, I mean, just getting through it for you, what have you found for anyone listening to this that that might be suffering in silence? What do you think has helped you? And you're just speaking from your own personal experience.
Yeah, talking about it. I think a lot of times, even though I know sometimes I talk about it, And you end up going to a dark place. So,
do you find that you have a support system? I mean, I know.
Oh yeah. Well, most people have a support system, but the ones that take their lives, that commit suicide, are the ones that don't talk about. And I think I talked to you on the prep call here a little bit. I had about 2 or 3 years of anger issues where it didn't take much to set me off. I probably either could have hurt myself or somebody else, really. I'm not a big guy either. But I think at some point, and I'm not sure when and why, I just start opening up a little more about it and start telling people exactly how I felt. And it helped me a great deal. Go ahead. I know you want to say something.
No. I think it's worth touching on, too, that, you know, currently right now, there's 5 million veterans across the country that have not accessed their VA care.
Oh yeah, a lot of them.
And I understand that. Yet, you know, not every veteran has been deployed. Certainly, not every veteran has been in combat, and definitely not every veteran has trauma. So, when we say accessing that care, we're really talking about, you know, not just therapy, but community, and finding that support system, because, you know, as we touch in the film, you know, Vondi Curtis Hall's character, who plays a Vietnam veteran, he says, in my characters, in one of his darkest hours, says to him, I bet you're wondering where's my tribe. And I'm not talking about friendship.
Yeah.
I'm talking about brotherhood.
Yeah.
Where are you going to find that back here?
Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
I think that what we're trying to do with the film, Sergeant Major, is like trying to find that connective tissue, certainly between veterans that perhaps haven't reached out to other folks they've served with, but also for our civilian community, that we're not wagging a finger with this film at anybody, and certainly not the civilian community. We're just trying to bring an awareness and trying to start a conversation so that folks don't feel alone in their experience, so they feel seen and heard, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, most people have no, and I'm glad you brought up education, but most people have no earthly idea of what somebody that goes to war comes back with, and they'll It'll never go away. That's for doggone sure. In fact, I don't want to get too deep into this because, you know, like I said, I've suffered from stuff for a long time. There's certain words that I talk about that you can see I tear up and a little bit. It's hard for me to get through. But the things that you see that will just never go away. And the only way, again, the only way to get rid of that stuff is to tell people about it. One of the problems I know I first had when I got out, you'd tell somebody your story and they felt so uncomfortable about you telling those things, they would change the subject, talk about something else.
Wow. Yeah. That I'm glad you share that because I could see that. Like I could see that. I think for me, when I talk about the tow truck driver, you know, perhaps it's my sense of empathy, but that came from a young age where, you know, my grandfather was a POW. He was a prisoner of war during the Nazi takeover of Poland. He was a Polish farmer. And so I grew up with his stories of surviving, you know, torture and imprisonment. And he was, you know, liberated. They were liberated by the American and Allied troops. And so I think that was always woven into my DNA of and who I would become as an adult. But I say to anybody, Matt and I had no medical background. And there is something that's so powerful about listening to somebody without prejudice. We went into the homes and living rooms of veterans and their families across the country with no agenda, but to tell their truth, as they shared it with us. That was our job as storytellers. And so I appreciate you saying that because folks that listen, that especially that are civilians, you know, it takes a lot of courage for a lot of civilians because they share that with us to go up to a veteran and say, thank you for your service. And often to veterans, it feels like a hollow gesture. And I always ask veterans, what would you prefer, like what if you had it your way? And they said, just ask me how I'm doing, you know, or ask me about my military service or my family. And I think if we can spark that conversation, I think, you know, I think it can make a world of a difference.
Oh, I agree 100%. Usually when somebody says, thank you for my service, I got this from a Sergeant Major of the Army, Grinston. He always says, you're worth it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal. Hey, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about Sheepdog and, you know, how it began together. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. You and Matt, stay right there. This is your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying the discussion, I know that you are because we're really talking about therapy. We're talking about changing the lives of people, of soldiers. Not just so everybody in the military, making a difference in their lives. Please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with actor, screenwriter, director Stephen Graham, and I probably should say Matt's in there too, about his new movie, Sheepdog. And Stephen, Matt, I'm going to make sure we get you covered on there because you slid in on here.
Yeah, you sure did. Yeah.
When did you figure out you know, how you wanted to tell your story. And Stephen, I'll talk with you. When did you figure it out that you wanted to tell that story?
So truth be told, like, I didn't know that this was going to be a movie. I didn't know. Certainly I was writing a screenplay. I was journaling from that experience with the tow truck driver. And so at the time, this is going back to 2011, before we did the road trip, I'd said to Matt, we were working on it on a Western on the Paramount Ranch. And I had explained to him this profound experience I'd had with a tow truck driver. And I said, listen, like, I'm going to go out on the road, I think, this summer to try to uncover the truth of this. And if it becomes a film, you know, maybe you play my best friend in it. But you got to see this. That's the caveat. You got to see this for yourself. Whatever we're going to see in experience, you need to see it for yourself. And he agreed to do it. And, you know, as we've said, when we met with our first veteran, it was in McAllen, Texas, a retired Army Sergeant George Rice. And as Matt said, you know, we were so idealistic. We set up the cameras and, you know, trying to get the story. And George shared, you know, with us, we just hit the surface. We shut the cameras off and we're about to say our goodbyes. And he said, you know, so you're going to write a screenplay? And I said, I don't know, maybe. And he said, well, let me tell you, I want to tell you something about this mission that happened. He's a 10th Mountain guy. And he said, I want to share something with you. And he opened up about this military operation that loosely inspired part of our film. But in that moment, he took off his In Memoriam band and handed it out to me with the names of his three fallen brothers, Sergeant Dean Duffy, Sergeant Cody Legg, and Specialist Jonathan Emmert. And he held it out and he said, don't let me down. And I didn't want to take it because I didn't feel worthy of the moment. You know, we just began the road trip. I wanted to earn that. And he knew it was at stake. I think he understood our earnestness. And he was like, don't let me down. So I took the band, we got in the car, and we had a choice to make to go back to Los Angeles or keep going and pressing forward, because we now understood, truly understood, the responsibility that we were going to take on. And we made it. We made a pact in that car that night to complete the mission or die trying. So 14 years later, to bring Sheepdog to the screen and to the world is just so profound for us and humbling to continually receive this wonderful reaction from our veterans and their families and mental health workers, Gold Star families.
Oh, wow. Matt, I'm going to ask you every time. You got anything to add to that? Go ahead, Matt.
It really was a life-changing experience. I mean, as we worked our way through the country, because that Sergeant George Rice, it clearly did, he reached out to some of his brothers in combat, and, you know, they opened their doors to us, and we really like made our way into the nooks and crannies of, you know, this country. And, you know, the stories that just were shared with us, you know, over dining room tables or in dive bars or anywhere that somebody would meet with us, it really changed the course of our lives and, you know, in the course of the project. So we're forever grateful to be able to tell their stories and honor them on screen.
I used to tell people, I said, I wish they'd have something on television that showed something like Sheepdog on TV all the time, you know, that people could see that and see the kind of things that go through. Because there's so many people in the military. I can't remember how many veterans are out there, 20 million or 17 million or something like that. But the fact of the matter, only 1% of our country ever serves in the military. They have no earthly idea of what war is like and what it's like to maybe take a human life. So that's a big deal. It takes a lot of money to make a movie. How did you get that done without the backing of, you know, the big studios and that stuff?
Well, we tried that route first, unsuccessfully. It was very difficult. And we were constantly told that nobody wants to make a movie like this. Nobody cares about this, these issues and so on. And we stayed the course. And even when we did get interest from the Hollywood machine, as we call it, we would get these odd notes that always felt like, you know, script notes I would get that oddly felt like I would have to sanitize the story. And obviously, I you know, with all the work that we had done and how personal this journey has been, we weren't going to waver on that. And we could not do a disservice to our men and women who put the uniform on. So we went outside the Hollywood system. We raised all the private equity out of Texas. We still made this, you know, it's a low budget film with a very big heart. And we were very lucky to have a lot of great folks come out to support it. You know, our cinematographer, Evans Brown, you know, he shot The Terminalist with Chris Pratt for Amazon Studios. And he did us a massive favor to do this film. And then, of course, our incredible cast, you know, Academy Award nominee Virginia Madsen, as I've said, Emmy nominee Vondi Curtis Hall, SAG nominee Dominic Famusa, Tony nominee Lily Cooper. They all came in to support us because they knew how high the stakes were.
Did all of those guys have a military background, have military family in the military or something? The actors and stuff that you put on that? Or yeah. Any of them, I guess.
Yes, they all were touched. To give you an example, Virginia Madsen is a Gold Star family member. Oh, she only just recently opened up about it.
Yeah.
So she understood how high the stakes were. Vondi Curtis Hall grew up in the Vietnam era in Detroit. He had a lot of friends that were drafted. Many didn't come home. Some that did had post-traumatic stress. Some right now are battling cancer from exposure to Agent Orange. So he came to set, you know, to portray a Vietnam veteran. I mean, he'd seen it and it was in his soul. Like there's a scene on my character's front lawn where he delivers a sort of monologue. And it's just with so much fervor and passion that as his director and scene partner in the scene with them, I was just trying to hold it together to not break character because I was in tears.
We came back and they spat on us at the airport. Threw rocks at us. Exit out the back, Jack. Your medals are in the mail. No homecoming parade, no celebrations, no fancy names for shit, no fancy programs. You know what they called it? Shell shock.
How powerful it was in his dialogue, it's worth mentioning, was informed by my experiences doing honor flight over the years out of Austin, Texas, where, you know, for folks that don't know, you chaperone World War II and Vietnam veterans to their respective memorials in D.C. And, you know, whether you go to the wall or the World War II memorial, you get a very sobering day. You visit Arlington. And if you're so lucky to be invited down to the hotel lobby bar for a whiskey that night, that's where a lot of those stories come out. And I put that on the screen because I wanted folks to know, you know, the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, they loosen up, but they get a little alcohol on their body. That's for dog well, sure.
It's that camaraderie, though. It's to be honest, like it's the brotherhood and sisterhood. You know, there was a lot of female veterans too that were there. It was in the World War II era. It was a lot of female veterans that we chaperoned there too. And I'm telling you, it's a profound experience, but it's a life changing experience. And I wish everybody had the opportunity to partake in it.
Well, what you did, you figured out a way to let that wall, pull a curtain down or knock the wall down because, you know, a lot of times they won't let you in. You know, they'll sort of say, hey, no, that's okay. I'm going to change the subject. Matt, you want to add anything to it, buddy? I'm not going to leave you out of there.
Yeah, I think I would say when we're talking about, you know, how we got this film made and, you know, maybe the Hollywood machine wasn't so interested in telling it, is that we've been very, very humbled and lucky over the past year to take this to the film festival circuit. And I mean, even beyond, you know, some of the awards that we took home, which we were very fortunate and again, very humbled to take home many. It was the after the screenings when we would have our Q&As and our panels and, you know, people would often ask what's the hardest part about making it. And we would say, you know, it's getting it right. And then we would, you know, have a Vietnam veteran stand up and say, you nailed it. Or to have somebody stand up and say, you know, for the first, you know, a military spouse say, for the first time, I feel seen. Or for, you know, an OIF, OEF veteran to stand up and say, you know, I wish I had this film 10, 15 years ago to show my wife why I am the way I am, but also why you are the way you are. And so those to us were like all the proof we need. And even now, as our film is in theaters currently, the response that we receive has just proved Hollywood otherwise. And that's saying like people do care about these stories and people do want these stories. And again, the response has just been tremendous, and we're just so grateful for it.
Matt, you took my next question out. It's the question I was going to ask you. What was finally the show when you showed Sheep Dog to the audience in the film festival? What was it? So, Stephen, I'm going to let you answer the same question he just answered. Maybe you got something to spin on it. Go ahead. What was the film festival circuit? I mean, I guess you got pretty good response from your veteran committee there.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in the editing room and crafting the score, and you go through all the post-production of it. Oftentimes it can take over a year, but you don't know what you have. You could feel good about it. You don't know what you have until you put it in front of a real audience. And so, we took it to the film festival circuit, and we made sure to invite veteran service organizations out to it, mental health professionals, obviously veterans, active duty, their families, and we braced for impact, and we were stunned. We were stunned, and just so humbled. You know, as Matt said, the reaction, I could just, there's countless stories of folks that we've seen, to see a Gold Star mother, to see a glimmer of light return into her eyes, and she's wearing a shirt with her deceased child who served in combat on it, and feel seen because we have 5 Gold Star mothers and 17 military veterans that we hired and trained in the making of the film, but also to shed light on their own journey and their play. And as Matt said, I remember in Naples, Florida, when we were there, we won the jury award there, and a World War II veteran, I think he was like 102, who came with his family and held me in his arms in the aisle of the theater at the end of the screening and whispered in my ear, "Thank you." Like, when I'm old and gray, those will be the memories that'll keep me warm, to know that we were able to complete the mission and make an impact on the lives of so many. And that's all we wanted to do, Sergeant Major. It's all we wanted to do.
Yeah, no, you, yeah. Well, you may not ever know the complete impact that you make, but you made a big difference to a lot of people, I'm sure. Stephen, we need to take another quick break. When we come back, I'd like you to share one or more clips from the movie, and I got, a couple final questions for both of you. So hang in there. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from one more of the organization that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with actor, director, and screenwriter Stephen Graham from the movie Sheepdog and his co-star, Matt Dallas. Remember, this is your show. We know there's so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please let me know what you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-113 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Stephen, I'd like you to share one more clip from Sheepdog with the audience. Would you, set it up for us?
Yes, sir. So this particular scene is Matt's character is struggling and is suffering in silence. And he goes into a local pawn shop where he has a chance encounter as he learns with a Vietnam veteran who is behind the counter, who may understand just exactly what he's going through.
Buying or selling today?
Oh, I am. Nazis.
Are these yours?
Yes.
Under the Stolen Valor Act, we can't buy these. I tell you what. How about I hang on to them? And whenever you're ready, you come back and get them.
Steve, Matt, you know, I'm a Vietnam veteran, so I can really identify with the Vietnam veterans' comments there. And just one last thing before we get off that is I remember coming back from Vietnam and the way that just the way people treated you. And so it's good. It's good what you're doing. If people, again, I've said it to you guys before, is when you get, there's a lot of guys out there that struggle. And when they see something like this, it's powerful. It makes a difference. It just changes so many people. I told you before that all of us have these little boxes of emotions and certain things sort of set you off a little bit. You can't get out of it. You don't know why. You don't know what's going on in there. So it just stuff. So I just tell you, I just thank you so much for what you're doing. If people who see this film take away one thing from it, what would you like it to be?
You matter.
Yeah.
It is okay to not be okay.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in some lofty way as a civilian here who has all the answers, and Matt certainly doesn't either. But we, over the last decade, Sergeant Major, stay involved in these folks' lives across the country who trusted us with their stories, and we were able to see firsthand, you know, their triumphs, their challenges, what can happen, how a life can be transformed when the community comes together, when you're able, when you can find the strength and courage to commit to doing the work. We've seen it. And if you are at home and you're watching this, you're listening to this, and you feel disconnected or alone in your experience, hold on. It does get better. It does get better. And please, please, if you can, access the resources that are out there for you. There are people that love you, that care, that respect you. And I just think that this is an issue that we all have to come together on. We can. I've seen it. I'll tell you this. Having the privilege of traveling around this country and every nook and cranny, multiple road trips over the years, if you were able to experience what we would experience, you would see how connected we really are and how much we all do value the service and sacrifice of our veterans.
Yeah. Matt, how about yourself? What do you want somebody to, you know, take away from the movie there?
I would just echo that you matter and you are not alone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a struggle for a lot of them. They just, nobody has told their story like you've telling the story now. And that's a big deal. If somebody wants to see Sheepdog but isn't playing at a local theater, is there another way that they can see it?
Sure. So as I said, we're doing our best to get more screens and more showtimes for folks across the country. You can go to sheepdogthemovie.com. You can sign up for updates. We will share with folks when it's on, you know, at home rental or streaming, when that time comes. But I know for some folks to drive, you know, even 5 miles outside of their neighborhood can be a tall order if you have a family, you know, other commitments in your life. So we're just know we're doing our best. Also, join us on social media, you know, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook. Twitter, we're very interactive with everybody. We love to hear your stories. We also love to hear your thoughts if you have seen the film and sharing that with our community.
There you go. Matt, you want to add anything, Bob?
Also, if you are a veteran, you can go to VetTix. We partnered with VetTix, and this is the first time that they've ever partnered with a movie. And so we have a pay it forward campaign so that we can send veterans and their families to see Sheepdog for free. So yeah, again, you can go to vettix.com or you can go to sheepdogthemovie.com to find out more about that.
Yeah. Again, I just, you know, I thank you guys for what you've done and what you continue to do. This has been an absolute great discussion. Any final thoughts? And I think what we're going to do is we're going to start with Matt on this one. Any final okay, we'll put Matt on the hook here a little bit. Any final thoughts? Maybe something we was talking about you want to reemphasize? Then we'll go to Stephen. Let Stephen wrap it up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think it's just everything. Again, we would welcome anybody in the community, you know, to join our mission, to help us spread this message, become a part of our mission. Again, sheepdogthemovie.com. And again, you're not alone and you matter.
There you go. Stephen, again, go ahead, buddy. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, Sergeant Major, this has been a tremendous honor for us. And it's important that folks like you, especially with your commitment yourself in service, to be out there and allowing one to share your platform to amplify the mission and message of Sheepdog, but also to bring veterans and their families together, you know, on your podcast here to provide an outlet for folks to share. And as you said yourself, like you found in that sense of community and that support system you have, it's important, you know, that we have that. And so I just want to end with just saying thank you so much for what you're doing. You know, we're honored to be here. We're so grateful for this opportunity, but we're also tremendously proud of you. And thank you for having the strength. You know, I know it's some emotional parts, but the more you are able to share your own experience, the more others, certainly that can relate. You don't know the impact you're truly having on their lives. So just thank you for that.
Thank you. And I appreciate you guys coming on the show. And I think I struggled through a little bit of the show, but so you guys will listen. If you see tears in my eyes, don't worry about it. I'll be okay.
Oh, come on.
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's those kind of things that are tough to talk about that you need to talk about. And
yes,
so
sir.
For you guys, I can't thank you enough. And for the people that listen today, thank you for listening, because this is important stuff for all of us. Again, thanks a lot, Steve and Matt, for just coming on the show. God bless you for what you're doing.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again to Stephen Graham and Matt Dallas for being with us. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. And log on to our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military and Opline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job real time. And you can follow me on all my personal social media pages. I'm an old guy, never thought I'd ever say this. Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing here at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. Don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Stephen and Matt for joining us today. It was just incredible. I mean, when I think about the struggles of veterans and the things that they go through, and when I think or just hear somebody talk about a movie that talks about us, that talks about how we suffer, that believes, that wants to hear that story. It's important. And I've said it so many times, it's therapy. It's about staying with us, about not forgetting. It's tough for all of us. And I know that. But keep moving. Keep fighting. Keep doing what you're doing every day, because just like they just said, we're all part of a family and we got to take care of each other. Thanks for watching, and thanks to Newmind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEB Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.